Hey, listener, are you happy with your current chicken wings? Do you wish you had something a little saucier? If you answered yes, then it might be time for you to break up with your old chicken wings and get a new honey. Lemon pepper wing from Popeyes. Share the wings with your friends so they can see it's time to move on, too. Head to Popeyes and get 6-piece honey lemon pepper wings for $5.99. At participating U.S. restaurants, price may vary.
Hear that? It's the call of the Crave. And when the Crave calls, you know what to do. Try the $5 bacon bundle, because the only thing better than a White Castle slider is a White Castle slider topped with crispy hickory smoked bacon. So pick any two of either the bacon cheese slider, 1921 bacon cheese slider, or chicken bacon ranch slider. And also get a small fry for just $5 with the $5 bacon bundle. White Castle. Follow your Crave.
Hello. Bonjour. Hello. Welcome back to another episode of The Juice. I'm your host, Solomon Giorgio, comedian, writer, and the inspiration behind the film Cruel Intentions. This week, we're doing something a little bit different. As you know, it's my life mission to bring low-stakes gossip to the masses. And in July, I got to do my very first ever live episode of The Juice at the Just for Laughs Festival in Montreal. It was a Comedy Pro premium podcast series presented by a cast. That night, I had not just one, but three guests. Sophie Buttle, Reese Nicholson, and Lisa Traeger. I wanted to share some of the greatest hits from our mailbag with them, and they were all so lovely and wonderful. So please, sit back and relax and enjoy this live episode of The Juice.
All right, Montreal, welcome to this live recording of The Juice podcast. Would you please welcome your host, Solomon Giorgio?
Hello. This is my... Hi. Well, it's so good to have everybody here for 2 o'clock on a Tuesday, Thursday. What day of the week? I don't know what the days of the week are. I'm Solomon Giorgio. I am a comedian, a writer, Justin Trudeau's last mistress. A lot of credits. And this here is The Juice. And if you're not familiar, it is a... Look, I'm a big fan of gossip. I love small scale, very petty gossip. I worked at 3 different Denny's. So the messier the gossip... the better. I worked at a place where somebody was like, yeah, my mom went to labor with me at that server station. And that's the kind of world I grew up in. And we're gonna have some wonderful comedians here to join me very shortly. Also, if you have any gossip that you want to share, think about it. I won't bring it up till the end. Also, if it's not 100% true, I don't care. I don't care even a little bit. Tell a whole lie. I'll still listen to you. So you guys ready to get this wonderful show on the road here? All right, well, I'm going to bring up your very first comedian. Everyone give a very warm and loving applause to Sophie Buttle. Hi, dear. Get on up here. This is casual. Let's relax. I forgot there was warm-up music. I didn't... Did you choose your warm-up music? I didn't know.
No, I did not. But that's what I would have chosen.
That was the song? Was it Ed Sheeran?
No.
Was it not?
I don't know. That sounded like Maroon 5 to me.
I don't know the difference. Famously. Mm. It's just I don't listen to men sing. Sophie, where are you? Where are you?
I'm Canadian. I've recently moved to LA, but I went to high school in Ottawa, and then I've been in Vancouver the past 10 years.
Oh, wow.
Yeah.
Nice.
Thank you.
I can't say hometown. It's home country hero, which
I was born here.
Oh, and then you just, well, then you left them.
Yeah. So it's my mom, well, kind of interestingly, I recently found out, you know how moms have just like these really dark secrets?
Yes.
Yeah.
Yes.
We always call it the casual mom drop when they just like slip something in that you like everybody's heard this before. So my whole life, it was like, I was born in Montreal, lived here for a couple of years. And my mom, the official story is that she was going to teacher's college in Ottawa. And that's why we moved, which is like...
I didn't know they went to a separate college here.
No, but I just accept everything immediately, right? And so I recently found out that we were on the run from my mom's boyfriend in Montreal.
What?
Who happened to have the biggest illegal cigarette smuggling run in Montreal. And so they were having issues. And so that's why we left Montreal. So forgive me for leaving, but...
No, I get it. Cigarette smuggling, didn't even know that was a thing that you can smuggle. We usually do drugs in the States, but I guess it's different up here in the North.
I think in the 90s in Montreal, there was, you know, anything could be illegal.
Wow. Was it like, was smoking not legal?
No, it's illegal to not be smoking in
Quebec.
Yeah,
I figured. It's like, oh, so he's like trying to get people to quit. He's sending in like nicotine patches.
That would make way more sense if there was an illegal.
So you grew up in a lot of places.
Yeah, but I'm really liking LA. Do you live in LA too?
I do live in Los Angeles. I'm a big fan of it.
Me too. I love it.
It's one of those cities that's terrible to everybody who comes to visit, but absolutely lovely if you stay there for a while.
Yeah.
So would you consider yourself a big fan of a gossip?
I do. I love gossip.
You gossip a lot yourself, or?
Yes,
we were all,
I do.
As comedians, I think it's a bad habit.
We were gossiping 3 seconds ago in the green room.
I know. We were literally just back and forth like monsters. Shit talking is our brand.
I saw such a funny tweet a couple days ago when New Faces was announced, yes, which was like, you know, Happy New Faces Day, AKA Happy Group Chat Olympics.
It's my favorite day of the year. It's one of the things that kind of is very unfortunate about getting older in the world of comedy and being, you don't get to enjoy the petty fights because no one includes you in those text threads anymore. So now I don't know why people are unhappy because they're people I don't know anymore.
Yeah.
But now, yeah, I'm glad. Yeah, it is. I love a petty day for comics because we are. It's, would you say, who'd you say growing up wise is the biggest gossip?
So I grew up around a lot of Lebanese people.
Oh.
And so I'm going to go ahead and say the Lebanese.
Oh, that is perfect. I love.
And you know what? If they hear this, you better believe they're going to be gossiping about it.
Oh, is it like they just all gather in one group, probably drinking coffee of some sort and all and shit talking for hours
weird,
at a time?
Strong coffee,
yes.
Talking shit about a cousin.
Fun fact, that's what Ethiopians do too.
Well, I grew up around mostly the Lebanese and Somalians.
Yes. See, Ethiopians were the ones that created that brand. We invented coffee, if you didn't know that. That's not a gossip, that's a fact. So yeah, the whole concept of sitting around very strong coffee and talking shit about everyone
love. Well, it gives you so much energy to talk
I know,
more
you're
shit.
Like, yeah. It's like cocaine before cocaine came around. It's the most fun you could have. But yeah, thank you so much, Sophie, for being here. We're going to bring on our next guest. That's this fucking delightful bitch. I love her so much. Please give it up for Reese Nicholson. Reese.
Hi. Well, you really like you stood up and then you sat back down. It was like
I was
being on the Tonight Show, and then
I really was gonna get up, but then you started running, and I was like, sit back down.
I gotta run everywhere.
I didn't know you were gonna run up.
I've also brought all my things on stage with me for some reason.
I'm glad you did.
They were just in my. I feel like on old talk shows when like women will come out with their purse, like on the Tonight Show. It's like, what are you doing? Are you scared of theft back there? What?
It was actually Aretha Franklin that always brings like. Aretha Franklin had a rule like you'd have to put her money under the piano that she brought on stage so she can have an eye on her money the whole time.
Yeah, when she sang like the Kennedy Center, remember that clip went viral with you? She walked out with a purse. You're singing for the fucking president and you're still like, ugh.
She walked out with a purse and then she kicked off her fur coat onto the ground like it was not worth thousands of dollars.
Yeah, I saw that. It was a huge drop.
I'm a big Reese. Now I know you're a gossip. I don't have to. I don't have to dive that too deep into that one because we've done it.
I feel like I've been in a relationship for 11 years, so I have no nudes on my phone, but no one can swipe because of all the screenshots. Like, the amount of screenshots I have in my phone that could just ruin... And just, you know, in an iPhone where you can click into and it just shows all the photos you sent? They're all just screenshots between me and my friends. Of like, how about this fuck? How about this fuck? Ruinous. Financially ruinous to everyone involved.
I can also ruin myself with my own screenshots. I have the habit of if I just screenshot it and didn't actually send it, then it's not a text I sent.
So if I want to say something particularly mean to a friend, I just screenshot it and be like, I didn't send it, so it doesn't count. It's not.
It is. It's stressful, though. Like, I didn't know this until recently, that you can screen, like, I think Instagram does it now where they, or some people have it, where they tell the person that you've just screenshotted their story, like it's on Raya or some shit like that. And it's like, who needs to know? Like, stop. I realize we all want our privacy and shit, but don't ruin fun with that type of thing. I hate that shit.
My favorite thing about screenshots is like close friends. So I have a bunch, like a lot of close friends comics.
Ooh, la-di-da.
Will post on just on Instagram. We don't hang out. but you have to do is just post a screenshot in your close friends of somebody's Facebook status, and you don't even have to do a caption making fun of it because it's just obvious. Like the status itself is just so embarrassing. I keep sharing this drama, this like big group thread that keeps happening in the Ottawa comedy stand up Facebook forum.
I love a toxic thread. It's so...
People get so heated.
There is no better and sadder place than like in a town. Like it's the same in Melbourne where I live in Australia where it'll be like, there's one called Melbourne Comedy Hub. Mm. And like, it's, you know, it's just how to get gigs and stuff. The sad fucks in that, like just getting so angry about things.
Over
and then
$50.
Oh my God. I love
it's
it so much.
It's the best feeling in the world. They just...
And then it's fun to dip in. Like I'm a member of, you know, and I'm same as a... I'm a judge on Drag Race Down Under. I'm still with my fake Facebook name. I'm still a group in a lot of like Drag Race fan groups. And I just like dip in there sometimes and just like, oh, you people are the worst.
Yes.
14-year-old girls, such incredible producers of television. They know so much.
As somebody who was just recently on an episode of Drag Race,
You're on the real one.
I wasn't gonna say that out loud.
There's a
kid. I know. Yeah.
But no, I got so many messages of who the fuck are you?
I'm yeah.
Like, well, now you know who I am. That's how fame works, you dumb
yeah,
fuck.
Yeah, I know.
People don't know who you are, and then they know who you are.
I had the same thing, and they're also often the same people that are like, who are you? Are often the same people like, who is Judy Garland? It's like, you're not gay. You know what I mean, like, you're not allowed to be gay. How dare you?
Now, last question for you. Where did you grow up and who was the biggest gossip?
I grew up in a place called Newcastle in Australia. I can't get part. I've had these pants hemmed and I'm just showing my full leg.
Yeah, you should just really just all the way up and for yourself.
Visual medium. I was raised for part of my life by my grandmother and I feel like she's the biggest gossip and remains to be. But it is that kind of perfect... Like, we hung out a lot, like, when my parents were working, she'd kind of look after me during the day. And so we'd watch, like, Days of Our Lives and stuff, or we'd watch movies together, and she would be, I'd be like, I don't know, like, 6 or 7, and she'd be like, well, you know, Sir John Travolta and Olivia Newton-John were potentially having an affair during this movie. It's like, I'm 8. Like, what? But she's my grandmother. She's gotten more gossipy. She's gotten older. Like she used to be very kind of conservative, like to the point where there's a running joke in my family that growing up they only ever ate like chicken wings because she couldn't say breast to the butcher. Like she wasn't. She was so like, oh, I couldn't. And now she watches like Better Call Saul. Like she's obsessed with all these like full on dark shows. And I'll see her like a few times a year, like pretty close. And she will be like, well, you know, Norma is like, and she'll just tell me all this like shit gossip about these women that I thought were dead. Like what great gossip to be like, they're not dead? Wow.
Great story. Still alive.
Yeah.
Good for her.
Got a pulse. Good on Norma.
All right, now we're down to our final comedian that's joining us. You all set back there? I don't want to rush anyone anymore. Please give it up for Lisa Trigg, everyone. Oh, we're all hitting up.
It's the Gossip All-Star. Do a backflip.
Also, I know not to ask you that if you're a gossip or not, because we are also...
Yeah.
We've had our round tables.
It's detrimental to my well-being and my relationships. I lose friendship. Yeah, it's tough. But, you know, when you love something, you have to.
I just feel like you shouldn't. Like, keeping secrets seems so exhausting.
Yeah.
It's not my favorite thing to do. Like, I just sit there and I'm like, I could just tell you so much fun stuff. but I made a stupid promise to somebody.
The feeling I get when someone is about to tell me a secret or gossip, I reckon is the same feeling I used to get when someone would be racking up cocaine in front of me. Do you know what I mean? Like, it's just like, oh, we shouldn't be doing this, but we're going to feel so much better when we've done it. Sorry.
Yeah, I just feel powerful, though. Like, if I do keep a secret, every time I see someone, I'm like, you know, I've kept that secret, just so you know. Like, yeah. I let them know. I'm like, I did, yeah. But there's, I feel like you are allowed to tell your best friend or someone that you're fucking.
Yeah. If you're in a relationship with somebody, you should be allowed to tell them anything. That's.
Yeah. I think when someone, when someone tells you a secret, they know if you have a partner, you're going to be telling that partner.
I don't tell my boyfriend secrets because he's got loose lips.
Wow.
My boyfriend is a gossip.
I want to meet your boyfriend.
And everyone thinks he's all shy, but he's shy until you're one-on-one and then he tells you every secret he's ever heard.
Those are my favorite people.
Yeah. So he's not in the loop for the big ones.
That's so rare to have a straight man be like that. Like, well, usually with gay men, you just look at a bottle of Midori.
He was raised by two older sisters and his mom is really the matriarch of the family. So he was raised with gossip. That's how he communicates.
Is he connected to organized crime or something? Like, that sounded
Maybe. He's from Hamilton, which my grandparents are also from. And I keep finding out that our family does know people in the mob, but
how you thought we knew that Hamilton was directly associated with the mob. Yeah. Like, we're like, there's a backstory we need as well. I know that everybody here in Quebec knows, but we don't.
I didn't even know that, though.
Animal Kingdom, Canada.
I mean, if we're doing a gossip podcast, I'm going to gossip and say everyone in Hamilton's in the mob, obviously.
You're going to be dead. A bad thing that I don't like is when people know you love gossip, they're excited to tell you stuff, but then sometimes it's not fun. They'll be like, I have something to tell you. He relapsed. He's doing heroin again. And it's like, this isn't fun. This happened recently. The worst is when you get a text and it's like, I'll tell you this tomorrow. And it's like, why not right now? Like, why are you making me wait? And then she had to tell me in person and it was like someone we knew got molested. And I was like, cool.
You could have held on to that one.
Like, gossip has to be fun, you know?
Yeah.
Divorce or cheating at worst. Like, I don't want to hear about.
Oh, no. We get a lot of submissions for the show. And about, I'd say, a good chunk of them are just like statutory rape. And I'm like, I don't want to read this. Like, I don't want to read another teacher having sex with a student story ever again.
Yeah, they're just amateur gossips and they want to impress you, but it's like, this isn't what I want.
Mm-mm. So rare this positive gossip. Like, I had decided I was going to propose to my now fiance and didn't organize a ring or anything yet and got very drunk after another friend's wedding. And it's like, I think it's because I love gossip. I realized I had the best gossip I ever had before. That's like, I want to marry him. And very drunkenly, I just blurted it out to him like it was gossip. Like, I think we should get married. And he was like, what? That's true.
Oh. Well, congratulations.
Thank you. It was like 5 years ago now. It was before we had gay marriage in Australia.
I think I knew that then too.
Yeah. Yeah.
You were engaged before we met. So.
Yeah, yeah. Yeah.
I take it back.
Yeah,
I'm sorry.
Fucking hell, Jesus! Tension on stage, sexual or otherwise.
Eliza, last question for you: where did you grow up, and who was the biggest gossip growing up?
I grew up in Skokie, Illinois, a North Shore suburb of Chicago. I have to say, my parents. I guess I didn't have many friends. No, I am But I learned it from them because, you know, talking shit is bad, but they talk shit about all of our family and then we would go to their house. So in my head, it never occurred to me it's bad. It's like, yeah, you just drag down the people you love, I guess. And so, but then as an adult, I hate all these relatives and they're like, oh, it's family. I'm like, you told me she was a witch and we had to wear in our culture, we were inside safety pins to ward away the evil eye. And so before we hung out with family, we would ward away evil eyes. They'd be like, don't tell them good news. And now they're like, why don't you like her? Why don't you visit your brother? I'm like, my whole life you told me she's an evil witch. Like, it's hard to like her now. But I also was a salon receptionist. And I think that's the best.
That's like the hive mind.
Yeah.
That's like the original.
That is.
They're gay, they're fun, they're on Adderall, and they are ready to chat.
Oh, that's the best.
Yeah. Those are my Pornhub search terms.
Okay, so I have... first of all, give it up for all the comedians that are here today. Yeah. Thank you all so much for being here. I have a mailbag of stuff that I get. This is stuff that.
Do you ever get nudes in there? People ever send you?
I fucking wish. I really wish. No one. Everyone that slides into my DMs, you don't want to see them naked. I don't get the. I don't. My fans. They are who they are.
Body shaming your fans?
No, this is one that slid into my DMs. Everyone is actually very nice.
But a bunch of fuggos.
Yeah. You know what I love though, when someone tries to confront you and they're like, did you say this? And I'm like, yeah, sure did.
Yeah.
And they don't know how to handle it.
Every time. Like, I'd never back down. Are you kidding me? Here's the thing, I think that's a rule as a gossip and as somebody who gets caught gossiping enough times. You don't back down and you stick to your guns. And if you back away, then I don't respect you as a gossip.
I just walked in on someone a few months ago talking shit about me to the bartenders, but I was like, respect. I don't know.
I think
she like looked up at me. I'm like, you can continue.
I mainly just want to get successful enough to be able to talk shit to someone's face. Like, you know, like, because I just feel like the more successful you are, the more, I mean, I guess that's the toxicness of our industry. But there's no, anyways, I back down from what I just said. I guess I just want to like bury things.
One day all of our dreams will come true.
It is mailbag time.
These are listener submissions. You guys will have a chance to rate them. There's three rating scales. There's dry, parched, just not, it's stale, moist, just a nice little tickle, and fully juiced, which is some solid gossip.
I've already forgotten everything you
said. It doesn't matter. Fun fact, none of this matters.
All right. Really? This podcast in a conference room in the middle of the day with a flickering light at the back?
Well, there's only one flickering light. I asked for more.
These chairs also are very like, are there Jews here? This is very like temple seating. Yeah. This is what Jew prayer areas look like.
I like how you thought I wouldn't know. Are you familiar with other things? No.
Is there going to be an episode of this podcast after just called The Jews?
Yeah. I always try to enunciate it because I'm always worried that I might get very close to just saying that.
Yeah.
And I don't
welcome
think
back to the Jews.
So this is the first piece of mailbag gossip. I'll go ahead and get into my mode. A girl I worked with was engaged to a high school sweetheart. She had a beautiful wedding dress silk she was having made into a wedding dress silk she was having made into a custom dress and planning a whole wedding. She was driving to work earlier than usual because we had a meeting and saw fiance's truck parked in a place that made no sense. She came to the staff meeting, said something to me. I said, oh, I think Shelly had a big, big after bar party. Maybe he went. She decided to grab him a coffee and surprise him at Shelly's as he must have passed out there. Yeah. She walked in on him having sex with Shelly.
Shelly.
She threw coffee at them, ran out. He chased her naked and jumped on the hood of her car. This is the main street of a small town across from a local diner that is full of Tanners getting breakfast and gossiping. This was like manna falling from heaven. He fell off the car. They broke up. She never got married. I always want to ask her what she did with all that lovely silk.
Oh. Wait, so was the car at Shelly's or was the car at an undisclosed area?
So this was the
it was in a place that made no sense.
It was hovering in the sky. That makes no sense at all.
It could have been anywhere, honestly.
It was spinning on Michael Jordan's finger.
That doesn't make any sense. Now, how would you rate this one? This is a
There's a solid, like we'll do the 1, 2, and 3. Like, 3 highest, 1 the lowest on scales.
I'm going to say 3. Juicy, juicy. A naked man on a hood of a car. Mm-hmm. Third degree coffee burns. the silk. I love a wedding. Yeah, this is good.
I have so many follow-up questions. I reckon it's like a 2.5 because I have like follow-ups like, I always wonder in these situations when someone runs out on the street naked after having, like, how long was he still hard? Like, you know, like was he, was his, like, squished hard dick on the front of the car?
Ooh.
Do you know what I mean?
I can answer that question as somebody who's run out of house naked for...
Have you really?
For cheating reasons.
For cheating reasons.
When I was when I was 19, I hooked up with an older, I think was it, I don't know if it's a priest or minister or whatever he was, that was married in his house with no one there, and we were hooking up, and his daughter walked in the middle of it, who was only a year younger than me, and I ran out of the house naked.
And how long were you hard for?
I say about 10 seconds.
Oh, okay, yeah.
It's a really, the blood comes out real fast.
Yeah,
like
yeah,
it's
yeah.
Really, it's, and I got dressed naked as I was driving back home.
That's fine.
So I've been in this situation
that's
before.
Fine. Yeah, yeah.
But no cough. No, she didn't throw any coffee at us. So,
ooh,
idiot.
So I was also leaning towards maybe like a 2.5, but because it's such a small town, I think it has to get bumped up to a 3 because yeah. Small town gossip of every level is more exciting.
It is. It always is.
And so I'm going to give it a 3 as well, just because like, you know, that that small town is, it's, they're never going to stop talking. Like that's going to be on their flag.
I know. I got a message sent to me from something. This is all we have in this town. And I need to tell you about it.
I know.
Yep, well, and I loved that she still was like, oh, I'm sure he's just passed out at Shelley's. I'll bring him coffee and breakfast. Like, yeah. I love that you, like, how far she fell.
Yeah.
Also, I bet she had an inkling. Like, let's find out what kind of coffee she got. Was it extra hot? Like, did she request?
And what is Shelley? Like, what's Shelley's vibe? You know, I reckon Shelley's
a tart for sure.
Yeah, yeah.
No doubt.
I reckon Shelley looks like Audrey from Little Shop of Horrors. You know, like.
The plant.
Yeah, 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 yeah. Yeah, yeah. Well, that doesn't make any sense.
I'm Shelley. How you doing? Oh, that coffee bird.
No, that's a great point. Sorry. This is, but I do think
I am exactly the audience for that voice.
Yeah, if you have any other references from the 80s, I probably have a voice for it.
This is just definitely not the first man Shelley's hooked up. The first car that's made no sense at Shelley's house.
Look, yeah, yeah. She's got a car. She lives in a car lot.
That's I love the Shelley. Look, the Shelleys of the world are magical creatures that are perfect story creators, and I think that we need more of them. And I hopefully, as when I resign from whatever I'm doing in life, I'll get to be a Shelley myself.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. A slut, you mean?
Yes.
You mean a slut?
Thank you so much. Yeah.
Sluts are important.
Okay, he's already a slut. This is strange of you.
Yeah, yeah.
One day.
Achievements, many of them.
You fucked a married preacher. You a slut.
It's just one.
On May 10th, Kingdom of the Planet of the Apes is coming to IMAX and theaters everywhere.
What a wonderful day!
This summer, one movie event will reign.
It is our time.
Apes hunt humans. That is wrong.
Bend for your king.
Never.
Kingdom of the Planet of the Apes. Only in theaters May 10. Tickets on sale now. Rated PG-13. Some material may be inappropriate for children under 13.
Time for a quick break to talk about McDonald's. Mornings are for mixing and matching at McDonald's. For just $3, mix and match two of your favorite breakfast items, including a sausage McMuffin, sausage biscuit, sausage burrito, and hash browns. Make it even better with a delicious medium iced coffee. With McDonald's mix and match, you can't go wrong. Price and participation may vary. Cannot be combined with any other offer or combo meal. Single item at regular price.
Love the flexibility of working in all sorts of places? Well, working on the go seamlessly requires a strong network like T-Mobile. We have America's largest 5G network, so whether you're on a video call at the park or uploading large files at the coffee shop, we have the 5G speed you need. Whatever takes you on the go, T-Mobile's got you covered. Find out more at T-Mobile.com/network today.
Coverage not available in some areas. See 5G device coverage and access details at T-Mobile.com.
Okay, this one is also another piece of cake here. So there's a super religious family in my town. It is very much their identity. Even though they associate with gay people, they don't agree with that lifestyle. They loudly going to anti-abortion marches every year, even though secretly the oldest daughter got an abortion, blah, blah, blah. So the youngest daughter goes to a super uptight out-of-state religious college, the kind where you have to sign contracts to not have sex, and she gets pregnant.
Ooh.
In the epitome of rich white privilege, she's allowed to attend college from home whilst pregnant, and the next year is allowed to live in a college apartment with her boyfriend and their baby. They graduate and move back to her hometown, and he proposes to her, no joke, at the March for Life while she's wearing a shirt that says, Baby's Lives Matter.
Baby's Lives Matter.
Ooh. They continue on their charm-blessed merry way until a week before the wedding, the boyfriend commits suicide. And then she still had like a ghost wedding in the family living room where she was escorted down the stairs on her wedding dress and got married to no one. And there was a photo shoot. This is real. As far as I know, they have continued to live the same way and have in no way become kinder or more accepting of others.
There's just so much, so much. The first thought is, I've never seen a more incorrect use of blah, blah, blah in my entire life. She got an abortion, blah, blah, blah. Just ghost, what? Like an open casket wedding? Like,
it really doesn't clarify. I don't know if it's like a cutout at the end of the aisle or...
Oh my God.
But I'm assuming it'd be, a ghost means no... Nobody.
I guess that my question is like, was it consummated at the end?
Yeah, she's
only one way.
She's pregnant again. I think we're all genuinely pretty stunned and don't know what to do, right?
It's just rate it however you like. Is it off the scales? I'm assuming this is probably. Yeah. Would you marry a ghost?
No. I still feel like it applies to just fun, juicy gossip because of the ghost wedding. Because it feels very. When you're 13 and you and your friend, like, you know, she marries her cat or whatever. Yeah. And you're like, and I now pronounce you, together.
Yes, children can do that. But adults, though, that's really where we're.
Well, we tried to warn you that gay marriage was a slippery slope.
First you thought turtles. No.
Now people
not
are
turtles
be
at all.
Marrying ghost. Poltergeist.
I would. Would you go to this wedding?
Yes.
Yes. Yes.
I wish I was. I wish I wasn't here and I was at that wedding right now. I want to go to a ghost wedding every weekend.
Yeah, I do too. I feel like that's what I've decided since I've always wanted to be divorcee. The only way to go about it is to marry a ghost.
Yes.
So, I want to be divorced too. Let's. You know
let's
what?
Let's get married and get divorced.
Oh! I've been want. I want like three before I.
Yeah,
go.
Yeah. Yeah. Solomon Rockefeller, Kennedy, Davenport? That was a little game of Mad Libs I was playing with myself.
It's just weird. Like, once you're having this, like, weird ghost wedding, at what point are you like, maybe our religion is wrong?
Yeah.
I just don't get it.
Well, I guess that's
you're
what...
You're like, we're doing... This is what God wanted. Like,
that's what nuns are, though, right? I guess that's a nun. Yeah. She became a nun. She married a dead person.
Well, she's just cheating on that ghost and you know it.
Oh, yeah, yeah. But with another ghost?
Oh, my God.
I want that. Can we pitch it if like, I know there's industry around. Can we pitch a reality show of, like, my ghost wedding or something? Like, week after week. And it's a mixture of, like, also, like, teenagers that had gotten pregnant to a ghost and they got to raise the ghost. And they're like, holding a little Casper. Oh.
I feel like this is probably not even a new thing. This probably wasn't their original idea. Somebody else was like, you guys still have to get married.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Do you think she wore white?
I hope so. The ghost
sounds
did.
Like she shouldn't have.
All right, so I have one more for you as well. So one time, I was in my room in Brooklyn. At the time, the walls were paper thin and I could hear my neighbors. My neighbor was talking to a friend and I heard, did I ever tell you about my aunt? She was nice, but she tried to kill my grandma. And then she left the room. She never finished the story. I've been thinking about it every day since I heard it in 2015.
I'm going to give it a moist because, you know, we're dying for more. Yes. We want more information, but it's not dry because we're interested.
Yeah. I'm a fan of eavesdropping. I think it's the best way. It's like, the thing that sucks about eavesdropping is that you do get cut off. I remember I was so excited about eavesdropping after the pandemic. I went to an Indian restaurant. This family was arguing with their son to get a CVS card. And he kept saying no. And I was just like, this is the most enticing thing I've heard in years.
I just want to know why each of them felt so strongly about the CVS card.
Well, he didn't want to be on the grid. Okay. And they wanted savings.
It's like a shopper's optimum card.
Oh,
I'm the translator.
Here.
I don't know. Thank you, Jane Goodall. Translating us to
I'm holding Canadian. Yeah.
CVS is a drugstore in the States. Do you guys have one here?
They know what it is. I was being condescending.
Oh. A classic.
She's being mean to you.
I'm in America now. I know what CVS is. Just a little bit better. Pray for you.
Have fun with your fucking healthcare.
No, but Shoppers is better. Shoppers is better. And this is the problem. It's like I was trying to write a joke. This is sort of a morbid little tangent.
That's welcome here.
Oh, okay, great.
More
okay,
than
so
else.
When the Me Too movement started.
Oh my God.
Basically, I was having pho with my dad. Yes. And he brought it up and he was saying something about like, all these men's careers are just getting ruined, said something like that. And then I am like kind of calculating how to handle it. But I was like, I told him, I was like, you know, stuff happened to me, right? And I started just going off to him.
Yeah.
He doesn't say anything for a while. And then he's like, do you want me to get you anything from Shoppers? And I really want to turn that into a joke because it's like, it's kind of sweet because we love Shoppers here, but there's no equivalent love towards CVS. Like there's not the same,
the
same warmness. Yeah. It would probably have to be Target, but Shoppers is like, you know, the feeling, like if your dad's like, you can get anything you want from Shoppers, like they have makeup there.
Yeah. Target is a place where you go to buy one thing and you leave with everything. It is. Have you been to Target? Lisa.
I've been to Target. I also want to say I'm a Walgreens girl. So I don't CVS, but, and me and my dad, we share a rewards card.
That's the best gossip we've heard so far. I'm trying to think of, in Australia, we don't really have that like supermarket kind of, there's Coles, which is different to Coles.
Well, no, what about a drugstore?
Not really. Like, there's one called Discount Chemist that everyone kind of, there's one called Priceline. You know who, this is gossip, you know who fucking loves Discount Chemist? RuPaul Charles is obsessed with it. Like, would go, when we film, and I don't think this, I guess I won't get in trouble, but like, cause you know, you start working with someone like that. And then after a while you just start going like, oh, you're a person, who eats and breathes. And every day he would go to, a Discount Chemist and buy, like, he loves shit, perfume, like as in buying like like collects purposely bad perfume. And then we were like having lunch one day and he spread it in the air and he was like, smell it. And I was like, oh. And he went, isn't it ratchet? Like, he... so good.
See, my mom does the same thing, but she does it sincerely.
Yeah.
She, Elizabeth Taylor's White Diamonds is my mom's favorite perfume. Mm-hmm. It smells like a nosebleed.
Irony.
And she would actually, as a children, she would spray it on our backs and close and lock the door behind us on the way to school and laugh hysterically at us.
did anyone, could I very, like, I don't know if this is funny or not at all, but the, speaking of the Me Too movement, I think it was, went too far. No, does anyone...
these men's careers are being ruined.
Did anyone have a thing? I think this was a big thing of gossip and comedy is that, like, there were definitely people that should have been cancelled, but can you imagine, like, being someone that you knew has... You are someone who knows that you've done something wrong, but then realising you were not relevant enough in the industry to be cancelled? Like, what a fucking nightmare to be wandering around going, well, today's the day I get canned. Oh, no, okay, yeah, I'm still getting booked to the Chuckle Hut. All right. Yeah. I guess no one noticed.
Yeah, that's the thing about getting canceled. You have to have somebody pick up the show first.
Yeah. And even if you are canceled, you can still do numerous Netflix specials, it seems.
Yeah. Anyway, the next piece of gossip that I have sent here. I don't know if you're still talking. Sorry, taking gossip. I am always. What's the weird way to start? But at the beginning of the pandemic, the CEO of our company's husband left her because he decided he wanted to do a lot of coke and go back to his home state of Delaware and become a DJ. Apparently, he would call her parents whilst high and complain that their daughter wouldn't touch him anymore.
It's a beautiful country.
Oh, say can you see my love? We don't know all the words. That's okay.
No, neither. Yeah.
I didn't realize Delaware was such a hub for her DJs. I didn't.
So
Joe
scale.
Biden's from there, right?
And he then is from there.
DJs. And that's
and
that.
DJs.
And Aubrey
like
Plaza.
Is Abby Plaza from there?
Yeah.
How do you know so much stuff about Delaware all of a sudden?
I don't know. It just came over me. It's also only two facts. But I know the capital is Dover.
Yes.
But I don't know. I don't want to talk anymore.
Yeah. The look for people listening at home, you suddenly got so stressed just then. The look on your face of like, I've run out of Delaware facts, and they need more. They need more.
Your face sparked up the second Delaware came.
I just love the idea of a tiny little state, you know, that's so like doesn't matter. Like, have you?
I can confidently say I've never heard of Delaware.
A lot of people that live in Delaware haven't heard of Delaware. Okay. It's really.
I feel like Australia is the world's Delaware, maybe. Like, because we are small town gossip is Australia, like as a country. Like, even our gossip magazines are small town gossip because, like, we have 20 million people in the whole country. Like, there's 40 million people in California. But, like, and so it means that, like, we also have this massive, we call it tall poppy syndrome, where if someone.
We have tall poppy syndrome.
Yeah. I think it's a colonial thing, I think.
The I've queen bestowed heard. It upon
us. Yeah. If you have the queen on your money, you fucking hate anyone doing well.
Yeah. What do you think? You're the queen? I think it's a competitiveness thing.
Totally. Like, because, like, Rebel Wilson is the perfect example of it recently. Like, she moved to America, kind of started doing well, and Australia as a country was like, well, I reckon she lied about her age. And then that became this huge, and then she came, moved back to Australia, and there was such a feeling of like, well, look who's back.
Look who comes crawling back.
Yeah. Oh, come to do some local theater, have you?
Lied about her age, like higher or lower?
Yeah, she said she's 82. And we were like, wow, she looks good. How's she doing that? But like, she got outed recently. Like, and it was from one of our major newspapers, this like horrible, you know, like, there's like a particular type of old gay man that still talks like a twink. Yeah. Like, you know, like, just these kind of gross, like, oh, damn.
Like, I feel like you're calling me out. It's yeah.
And yeah, he sent her this weird, and then wrote this weird opinion piece that was like, well, I don't think I did anything right. Anyways, I'm losing steam on this. I'm getting a bad case of the leaves of Delaware right now.
The more you talk about Rebel Wilson, it's like, you know what? I'm good. I said all I need to say. But yes, I saw. Yeah, she got outed by paper, and they got very mad that she decided to out herself and not do a deal with them, which is like, yeah.
The guy was so furious that she came out. And it's like, well, I wanted to do that.
So homophobic.
Yeah.
But it's also, I think it is his job. It's to out people and before they get to. And honestly, I wish I got a chance to do it to one person.
Well, there's still time.
Anyway, so here are a list of gay secret people in Hollywood that I just keep. No, it's none of them. It's none of the ones you want to know. And you don't. You definitely. Don't, yeah. Every time I'm like, they're secretly gay. I'm like, that one.
Yeah.
Not that one. All right. Actually, that's all the submissions that I have to share. Now I'm going to show it to you guys. This is your opportunity to shine.
We'll be right back.
I told you at the very beginning.
We have a voice changer if you want
to. Oh, you have a piece of gossip for me?
Oh, we have a microphone coming to you.
Okay, Rachel.
Stacy.
Okay, perfect. Shelly.
Hi.
So basically on my mom's side, my grandmother had Alzheimer's. And one day we're visiting her in the hospital. And then she just turns to my mom and she seems to think that my mom's her best friend. So she just starts spilling about everything because she thinks she's like 30 in her head. So she talks about her son and we're like, well, he's not here. It's like, no, not that one. The other one.
Oh!
That no one knew about. So then we had to like basically almost like blackmail other members of like the older family to understand what was going on because no one wanted to talk about it. Finally, she had a son before marriage. And this is like pretty like Catholic area. So it was like big no-no. So her sister who was married adopted it. And for the whole time would lord it over my grandmother that she had done the right thing. This aunt is a bitch.
Yeah.
Wow. Secret son.
And then that aunt tried to pay my mom to not tell her half-brother because they had still not told him he was adopted. And he was 55.
Oh my God.
Oh my God.
My mom, who dearly did not like this aunt, said fuck off and told him.
Oh, that is.
Yeah, that's good gossip.
That's only one side. The other side also has a story.
Yes, please do not stop.
On my other side, there's a lot of blackmailing. Apparently, this is something my family likes. So we learned that my dad was raised with his brothers and sisters, and he had a large age gap. Being it was he lived in up north, so more religious. We're like, okay, well, they just decided to have another baby. That's it. No, his older sister was actually his mother.
Oh.
Who and so his bio mom was sleeping with a married man, and he had not yet divorced his wife. So she didn't want the baby, so she gave him up to her own parents. And her brother, my dad's adoptive brother, end up blackmailing her to tell because the man she ended up marrying was a pedophile and had abused his niece.
Oh my
and
God.
So my uncle was now blackmailing her to get like pay off for like the psych services she needed. And she refused. And that man is dead now. She already has all the money. Like, there's nothing holding her back. And she just said no out of spite. So the secret came out and we learned that my dad was adopted. And when my parents divorced, this person that we thought was his sister had a like second bedroom bachelor available. And she told my dad she would only charge him $1,500 per month. When he had just separated, he had like nothing. So she has like zero motherly instincts.
This is because
she did not care about her husband abusing children.
Wow.
This has become like a Ryan Murphy writer's room.
I've always loved the V.C. Andrews books, which is all those fucked up family stories like Flowers in the Attic, because I felt very related to them.
Oh, jeez.
And all the family has, now we get it. We're like, oh, now it makes sense.
But it's nice that your mom and dad's, you know, that they found each other. You know, so much to relate on.
You brought together a perfectly chaotic family tree. It's really
family gatherings are amazing. At every funeral, there's always gossip also about who's doing what now and who's not dead or dating what. Because also there's two cousins that one broke up with her husband and her cousin starting dating the husband.
Oh, okay. I was like, the cousins are dating? The cousins are dating.
But that wouldn't even be the most shocking thing we heard.
I know.
I have part of the family, like they got an authorization from the church to marry because they were first cousins. So every time we're like, why are we fucked up? Probably because of the blood thing.
The blood thing.
Please put this all in a book.
Just trying to draw the family tree is complicated.
Yeah, that's wow.
No, this is a memoir for sure. This is incredible. Have you ever blackmailed anybody yourself?
Not yet. But I'm hoping I'm going to follow in the family tradition at one point.
I know.
I did work, though, in a collection service for a telecom company, so that could be considered blackmail.
Oh, okay.
I mean, I did threaten to cut off services at multiple points.
I've been on the other side of that. Maybe we've connected.
It was mostly when people put their kid on the phone and would tell me, like, and they would have the, like, five-year-old children be like, don't cut off my TV.
Yeah, don't.
It's
I'm
my
hungry.
Birthday.
Yeah, as me. I was just like, doing different voices.
I was 18. I'm like, I don't know. What do you want me to do?
Oh, my God.
Well, I once had a collection agency track me down when the last Blockbuster video in my hometown closed down. I guess they just were trying to get all the money back from overdues. And it had been like 10 years. And it still had listed, even though all the collection agency had gone through and it found me, it still had what the movie was. And it was Dirty Dancing 2, Havana Nights. And it was like I was haunted by this thing. Like
I had the exact same thing with the Blockbuster in Ottawa that closed and then was hunting down my mom because I was like on her thing.
Yeah.
And I also remember what the it was the Sarah Silverman program, season one, disc one.
Mm-hmm. Wow.
DVD, remember what, how many DVDs used to come with something?
That oh, girl, let's not make ourselves feel old. That'd be terrible. We're gossiping. We don't need to feel bad about ourselves.
No, right.
Thank you so much for sharing those wonderful set of stories. That was absolutely brilliant.
So that was the first ever live episode of The Juice with Sophie Buttle, Reese Nicholson, and Lisa Traeger. Please follow all those comics, and a special thank you to Just for Laughs in Montreal and Acast. As always, if you want to tell your story on The Juice, send them in by visiting teamcoco.com/heyjuice. Please remember to rate and review an Apple Podcast. Give us all them delicious stars. And thank you for listening. And as always, have a juicy day.
This has been a Team Coco production.
Time for a quick break to talk about McDonald's. Mornings are for mixing and matching at McDonald's. For just $3, mix and match two of your favorite breakfast items, including a sausage McMuffin, sausage biscuit, sausage burrito, and hash browns. Make it even better with a delicious medium iced coffee. With McDonald's mix and match, you can't go wrong. Price and participation may vary. Cannot be combined with any other offer or combo meal. Single item at regular price.
Love the flexibility of working in all sorts of places? Well, working on the go seamlessly requires a strong network like T-Mobile. We have America's largest 5G network. So whether you're on a video call at the park or uploading large files at a coffee shop, we have the 5G speed you need. Whatever takes you on the go, T-Mobile's got you covered. Find out more at tmobile.com/network today.
Coverage not available in some areas. See 5G device coverage and access details at tmobile.com.